family. "I want these disgusting people out of here right away," said the Baroness, stepping into the hall. She glared at Detritus. "How dare you bring a troll into this house?"
"Okay, it's all wound up," said Detritus cheerfully, hoisting the humming bow onto his shoulder. "Where should I fire it, Mr. Vimes?"
"Good grief, not in here. This is an enclosed building."
"Only until I pull this trigger, sir."
"How very civilized," said the Baroness. "How very Ankh-Morpork. You think you merely have to threaten on the lesser races back down, eh?"
"Have you seen your gates lately?" said Vimes.
"We're werewolves," snapped the Baroness.
And it was a snap, the words sharp and clipped as though they were barked.
"Stupid toys like that don't frighten us."
"But it'll slow you down for a while. Now bring out Lady Sybil."
"Lady Sybil is resting. You are in no position to make demands, Mr. Vimes. We are not the criminals here."
As Vimes's mouth dropped open, she went on,
"The game is not against the law. It has been played for 1,000 years. And what else is it you think we have done? Stolen the dwarf's pet rock? We..."
"You know it wasn't stolen," said Vimes. "And I know..."
"You know nothing. You suspect everything. You have that kind of mind."
"Your son said..."
"My son, unfortunately, has honed to perfection every muscle in his body, except the ones for sinking with,"
said the Baroness.
"In civilized Ankh-Morpork, I dare say you can barge into people's houses and stamp around. But here in our barbaric backwater, the law requires something beyond mere assertion."
"I can smell the fear," said Angua. "It's pouring off you, Mother."
"Sam?"
They looked up. Lady Sybil was standing at the top of some stone stairs leading to a lower floor, looking bewildered and angry. She was holding an iron bar with a bend in it.
"Sybil?" "She told me you were on the run and they were all trying to save you, but that wasn't right, was it?"
It's a terrible thing to admit to yourself, but when the shoulder blades are pressed firmly against the brickwork, then any weapon will do, and right now Vimes saw Sybil loaded and ready to fire. She got on with people. Practically from the moment she'd been able to talk, she'd been taught how to listen. And when Sybil listened to people, she made them feel good about themselves. It was probably something to do with being a big girl. She tried to make herself seem small, and by default, that made those around her feel bigger. She got on with people almost as well as carrots did. No wonder even the dwarfs liked her. She had pages to herself in Twerp's peerage, huge ancestral anchors biting into the past, and dwarfs also respected someone who knew their great-great-great-grandfather's full name. And Sybil couldn't lie. You could see her redden when she tried it. Sybil was a rock. She made Detritus look like a sponge.
"We've been having a lovely run in the woods, dear," he said. "Now please come here, because I think we're going to see the king, and I'm going to tell him everything. I've worked it out at last." "The dwarfs will kill you," said the Baroness.
"I can probably outrun a dwarf," said Vimes.
"And now we're leaving, Angua?"
Angua hadn't moved. Her eyes were still fixed on her mother, and she was still growling. Vimes recognised the signs. You spotted them in the bars of Ankh-Morpork every Saturday night. Hackles rose, and people climbed up them. And then all that was needed was for someone to break a bottle, or blink.
"We are leaving, Angua," he repeated.
The other werewolves were standing up and stretching. Carrot reached out and took her arm. She turned, snarling. It was over in a fraction of a second, and in reality her head had hardly moved before she got a grip on herself.
"So this is a boy," said the Baroness, her voice slurring. "You betray your people for this?"
Her ears were lengthening, Vimes was sure. The muscles in her face were moving strangely too.
"And what else has Ankh-Morpork taught you?"
Angua shuddered. "Self-control," she muttered. "Let's go, Mr. Vimes." The werewolves closed in as they backed towards the steps. "Don't turn your back," said Angua levelly. "Don't run."
"Don't need telling," said Vimes.
He was watching Wolfgang, who was moving obliquely across the floor, his eyes fixed on the retreating party. "They'll have to bunch up to follow us through the doorway," he thought. He glanced at Detritus. The giant crossbow was weaving back and forth as the troll tried to keep all the wolves in the field of fire. "Fire it," said Angua.
"But they're your family," said Sybil.
"They'll heal soon enough, believe me."
"Detritus, don't shoot unless you have to,"
Vimes ordered as they headed towards the drawbridge. He has to now, said Angua. Sooner or later, Wolfgang will leap, and the others will take...